Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. I started this podcast to help people who want to get hired. We talked about a lot of usual job interview questions and how you can prepare for them. We talked to experts in different fields on how you can make yourself more appealing so that they would hire you. But what if you do everything and still fail? What if they don't choose you? What do you need to do? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. All right, we're going to dig deep in this episode. All right. Now, again, the entire goal of this podcast is for me to share everything I know to help you become more hireable. Okay. Ibig sabihin, I talked about everything that you can do. Well, a lot of things that you can do, hindi pa naman everything kasi we have more episodes coming up. Kaya if you don't follow this podcast yet, go and hit follow. Pero the entire premise is that I'm hoping that if you learn all of these things, if you follow the tips, if you prepare yourself better, you would get hired. But the truth is, hindi lahat na-hire on their first try. And I've received messages from people who did try to shoot for a job or a position or even a promotion, pero hindi nila nakuha. And the great thing about this entire experience for me is that this podcast was something I started back in 2018. And I've actually seen scores of people who didn't get that position nung first try nila, pero they go back to the podcast, they prepare better, they improve themselves, and try again, and now may trabaho na sila. So I think we can break down yung experience ng rejection, ng pag-turn down ng companies sa inyo, and see how we can make it work for us. So that even if you didn't get hired right now, you would still have a bigger chance, a greater chance of getting hired sa susunod yung try. Alright? Game. What if they don't hire you? The first thing that you have to understand is this. You have to look for feedback. Okay? So, I know a lot of people these days, they don't reject applicants face-to-face. So, they won't call you up and tell you na hindi ka nila napili. But there's a process ng following up. If they don't respond to you or they didn't call you back for another interview, or they didn't call you for maybe a contract signing or a job offer, what you could do would be to ask for feedback and do your follow-up. You can send them an email asking for that. Just a quick little email letting them know that you had an interview with them maybe a week ago and you still hadn't heard from them. And just let them know that I'm still available. If there's anything else that you need from me, I'm right here. Or if meron na talaga silang sinagot na, okay, I'm sorry, but you didn't make the cut this time, you could still respond with another email saying that if I may have a bit of your time, is there anything that I need to improve on so that in the future, if I want to maybe explore another role in your company or even outside opportunities outside your company, maybe there are things that I could change or improve on. I would love to get your feedback, okay? So again, always think about that. All the things that we're going to talk about today, they start with the letter F. So number one, yun, feedback. Try to get as much feedback as possible. If the hiring manager tells you that, oh, say you speak too fast, or maybe you need to brush up on your communication skills, or it's because, well, you didn't perform that well dun sa task or dun sa performance task na binigay sa'yo, at least alam mo kung anong aspect yung kailangan mong trabahuhin. Okay? So again, find a way to get feedback. Now, if hindi talaga nag-respond yung company na pinag-applyan mo, wala talaga silang sinabi sa'yo, wala talaga at all, another workaround would be for you to talk to your friends who are possibly in a similar field, or kahit mga friends ninyo who are HR practitioners din sa ibang mga companies, and tell them the story of what went on sa inyong interview. And maybe they can give you feedback on what you could have done better. Okay? Now, bakit importante itong feedback na ito? At bakit importante itong feedback bago yung susunod na F, which is I think yun ang inuuna ng iba. I think we have to focus on how this could be taken as a situation na pwede nating i-attack as logically as possible. Kasi if you don't get feedback right away, ang tendency would be for us to wallow in the second F, which is feelings. Okay? Now again, this is still a task that you need to do. You have to feel all of your feelings. Okay? So I'm not saying that you need to shove your feelings down or keep nyo siya from happening. I'm not asking you to bottle all of your feelings and just go on and move past it right away. Hindi. I'm telling you to feel all your feelings, but mas maganda if you focus on the feedback first. Kasi ang tendency natin kapag nare-reject tayo is, di ba, you feel na inadequate ka, mababan agad yung self-esteem natin, we feel sad, we feel like yung worth natin, di ba, parang nababawasan yung worth kasi nare-reject ka. Ang nangyayari, dahil down na down tayo sa sitwasyon na yun, it's harder for us to approach someone and ask for feedback. And kung kukuha tayo ng list ng legitimate na feedback, di ba? Kasi yung iba talaga nare-reject, hindi because kulang ka, but it's just because limited yung slots ng company. Like the HR practitioner would tell you na, you know, if I had 20 slots available, you would make the cut. Kaya lang hindi talaga eh. Ang kukunin lang namin is 19. So, ikaw yung pang 20. So, sorry talaga. So, kung makukuha mo yung feedback na yun, and yun yung logical at yun yung based on fact, mauuna muna yung fact bago yung ating feelings. Para yung feelings natin, hopefully, proportional siya dun sa totoong sitwasyon. Kasi ang tendency, again, nung iba, kapag feelings yung nauuna, sobrang ang laki-laki lang ng feelings, ang bigat-bigat na, sobrang discouraged na, ni ayaw na sumubok, feeling natin, identity na natin yung failure na yun. Kasi nga, hindi totoo or hindi based sa reality yung ating feedback. Okay? Wala tayong grip sa totoong nangyari. So, wag muna puro feelings, feedback muna, and then after you have your feedback, you get your feelings. Okay? Now again, you are entitled to your feelings. You will feel bad. Okay? Sa akin, I may not have been rejected sa isang job opportunity, pero syempre may mga rejections din ako sa life. May mga times na parang I feel, okay, bakit hindi ako na-include dito sa opportunity na ito, or if I, say, apply for a grant or something and then didn't work out. You know, may mga feelings din tayo eh. May mga feelings din ako ng rejection or ng feeling ng parang inadequate ako, parang kulang ba ako, saan ako nagkamali, you feel bad, you feel minsan unnoticed, di ba? Kasi kung feeling mo naman, dineserve mo naman yung promotion na yon, na overlook ka, meron talagang sad na feelings. Minsan anger pa nga. And that's perfectly fine. But again, even if your feelings exist, I want you to try your best to make sure na, again, proportional siya dun sa sitwasyon at maintindihan ninyo na it's not everything. Feelings are not everything. And feelings are not fact. So again, ha, balansihin natin yan. Now, we're going to talk about the next two things, which I would argue are really important pa. Maka a little bit more important than the first two. But before we do that, we're going to pause for a break. Just a quick little plug. If you haven't listened to the Underpaid podcast with Stanley Chi, go and check that out. Again, it's Underpaid with Stanley Chi. Available in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. It's a very humorous, very totoong usapan na take on what happens in the workplace. So para sa inyo who are trying to get in sa isang trabaho or who are already there, parang feeling a little bit down kasi hindi ka favorite ng boss mo or may office politics and everything like that, go ahead and check that out. Again, it's Underpaid with Stanley Chi on the Podcast Network Asia, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. Okay, now after narinig mo na yung feedback and after you felt all these feelings, the next part and the thing that I would say would be one of the most important parts nitong entire series na ito would be to fix the issues. Okay? So nakuha mo na yung feedback, na-feel mo na yung feelings, ready ka na to move past it and to build on top of yung iyong negative or bad experience. Now, I say build on top of it kasi I think that your very first try, or actually kung hindi naman first, okay lang din, but your previous try could be a solid foundation for your next attempt. Ibig sabihin, kung meron tayong naranasan o meron tayong interview that we didn't do that well, kung meron kang feedback, nakita mo yung mga kailangan ayusin, that's a good place to start pagdating sa pag-i-improve. Up, wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard Podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Now, a lot of people, what they do is parang suntok sa buwan, so mag-a-apply sa maraming lugar, tapos kung saan ka na lang mapili, di ba, okay na yon. Or kung ano yung resume mo dun sa una mong pinagpasahan ng trabaho, kahit noong 2011 pa yon, 2015 pa yon, hindi mo binabago yung resume mo, hindi ka nag-i-improve, hindi ka nag-i-edit yung picture mo, yun pa rin, di ba? Kung ginagamit mo yung picture ay graduation photo mo ng college hanggang ngayon, yun pa rin. Like, we have to really fix certain issues, okay? So, kung may mga feedback na bigay sa'yo, of course, i-practice mo yung mga pwede mong i-practice, i-revise mo yung kailangan mong i-revise, prepare better. Okay, now, if you're not familiar with it, I actually have a second podcast, yung aking personal podcast. It's called Trying Hard with Laika. And that podcast allows me to talk about yung behind the scenes ng lahat ng ito. And one of the things I tell the listeners there is that you have to keep trying. And sa trabaho, ganun din. Kasi if yung first rejection mo, you stop right away, you feel inadequate, ayaw mo na mag-try ulit, parang na-traumatize ka na, ayaw mo na, ano mangyayari, di ba? You'll get stuck at home. And these days, lalo na, sobrang competitive na. Kasi we have to understand, I'm recording this in the middle of the pandemic, no? We have to understand na ang daming mga na-retrench, ang daming mga nawala ng trabaho who are competitive naman, who have experience. And if you don't keep trying sa panahon ngayon, again, pahaba ng pahaba yung pila na kailangan mong pilahan. So we just need to keep trying. Pero before we try, ayusin natin yung mga pwede natin ayusin. So one of the things I tell them all the time is that you have to try again. Try smarter, try better, try harder, di ba? Kung nagkulang ka sa preparation noon, may tinanong sa'yo na job interview question na hindi ka nakapaghanda kasi hindi ka pa nagagawa ng podcast episode, like send them over to me sa Facebook page natin, Get Hired by Team Laika, and tatry natin ipila yan dito para ma-ready ninyo in time for your next interview. Or ikaw mismo, you can prepare your own answer for that question. Di ba? Ano yung mga bagong nangyari? Meron bang intake exam, pinag-math ba nila kayo? Pinag-reading comprehension ba nila kayo? Meron bang questions about grammar? Now, kung dun ka medyo lumaylay, then you can check out yung mga resources to improve on those skills. Again, just quick little plug, no? We have videos naman sa Team Laika YouTube channel for that. Kasi may mga word problems talaga sa ibang exams. E kung nakalimutan mo na, di ba? Or hindi mo in-expect na itatanong yun, may possibility na hindi natin makukuha. may mga logic exams din sa ibang mga companies. So, may number series and everything like that. Again, you can find the tutorials na lang sa YouTube channel natin. But ang importante is that you fix yung issues. Yung mga bagay na nading ka kung saan ka nagkaroon ng negative na comment, ayusin mo. Subukan mong ayusin. Mag-practice ka even more. And when you practice, there could be layers. Kasi naiintindihan ko eh, some people get anxious and I get anxious as well. Kaya naiintindihan ko nga. Kung harapan yung interview or even if online na yung interview. Yung iba nga mas ninenervous kapag online kaysa sa face-to-face eh. So anong kailangan natin gawin? You just need to practice. Now, kung nahihiya ka na mag-mock interview, Zoom call with your friend, maybe you could start with a Zoom call na ikaw lang ang nandun sa room. Record mo lang yung sarili mo, di ba? Mag-practice ka lang na tumitingin ka sa camera, mag-practice ka na ini-enunciate mo yung words mo, di ba? Kung hindi pa kaya, maybe practice in front of a mirror. Kung hindi pa talaga kaya, just practice nang walang nakakarinig sa'yo. Like all of these things, we have to keep adapting eh. We have to keep pivoting. Kung hindi nag-work sa akin to, what can I try next? Yun yung mas importante. Kasi I think, and again, I'll insert this and please take this with a grain of salt, no? Add a dash, maybe even more kung masasaktan or ma-offend ko kayo. Pero I need you to understand that it's possible na the reason why you feel so down or you feel na parang so discouraged, hindi siya really about low self-esteem all the time. Minsan it's about pride. The reason why people don't try, the reason why people quit, it's sometimes, yes, pwede because of low self-esteem, pero minsan because of pride. Kasi they feel na hindi sila dapat nare-reject. Hindi sila handa na maging humble enough to take yung criticism and to pivot and to change and to adapt. Diba? Parang ayaw nila magbago. So, I don't want you to get stuck in a rut. Okay? So, give yourself time to grieve, yes, but then after that, you move and you fix the issues. Which brings us to the next point. You have to move forward. Always move forward. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Don't just move on from the experience. Okay? And hindi lang nga ito sa job interview process, but even in life, even sa love life actually, you don't just move on, you move forward. Ibig sabihin, you bring all of these lessons with you. You bring all these feelings with you. We sort them out. You bring all of the improvements with you. And then you go and try again. You have to move forward. Go back into the field. And the next chance you get, just grab that opportunity. Ang minsan kasi numbers game din siya eh. Aminin natin, lalo na sa panahon ngayon, di ba? Magta-try ka sa 10 companies, di ba? Sabihin na natin, 5 ang mag-respond sa'yo. Tatlo yung interview na matutuloy, dalawa lang yung magiging job offer. Like all of these things, sometimes it's a numbers game. And the thing is, if you quit right away, if you don't try, then sigurado talo ka na. Okay? So you have to move forward.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, one thing I also need you to understand is that hindi na ikaw yung same person who failed that first time. No, the thing with us when we grow, hindi natin napapansin yung paglaki natin. I'll share this little anecdote, no? Pero when you were a kid, di ba, nung maliit tayo, nung bata pa tayo, pag tumatangkad tayo, no, assuming lahat naman tayo, kahit pa paano, di ba, naka-experience tayo ng pagtangkad. Pero pag tumatangkad tayo, minsan hindi natin napapansin. I remember when I was in college, I had an opportunity to go back dun sa aking school nung kami ay elementary. So dun ako na grade 1 hanggang grade 6. And the place was basically the same at the time that I visited. Sinundo ko kasi yung parang anak-anakan ko, mag-field trip siya. No? So nasilip ko yung room ko nung ako ay grade 6. And I was looking at the room, tas liit na liit ako dun sa kwarto. Sabi ko, paano kami nagkasya dito noon? All 27 of us, nagkasya kami dito sa kwarto na to. Hindi ko naintindihan kasi parang ang liit-liit ng kwarto na yon. Now, again, wala namang renovations na ginawa sa room na yon. It was the same size as it was when I was in grade 6. Pero ang feeling ko, lumiit siya simply because hindi ko naramdaman na lumaki pala ako or na tumangkad pala ako. And minsan, ganun din tayo with experiences in life and with this particular type of failure. Feeling natin, kung sino yung bumagsak sa unang interview, babagsak pa rin siya sa susunod na interview. But I want you to rest in the reality that because you already failed, because you already grew from that experience, yung magiging kaharap nung susunod na mag-i-interview sa'yo, nung susunod na magiging possible boss mo, is no longer that same person who failed that first time. Kasi you already grew eh. Iba ka na ngayon. You're a better person now. So you have a bigger chance of getting hired. So, kahit na sunod-sunod yung rejection, don't feel na parang, okay, palala ako ng palala. Hindi. Because with every rejection comes its own set of lessons. And if you do yung sinabi natin, again, get feedback, sort out your feelings and feel all those feelings, fix the issues and move forward. If you do these four things, then you will keep growing and growing. And eventually, of course, you find kung ano yung dapat para sa'yo. Alam nyo, the world belongs to people who pivot fast, who learn fast, who adapt fast. And I hope you get to be one of those people. Alright? So, I know masakit ang rejection. I know mahirap talaga siya. Lalo na sa panahon ngayon, there's a certain sense of urgency. Diba? May bagong batch na naman gagraduate. Magiging kalaban na naman sila for opportunities. So, liliit na naman yung chances. Diba? Mathematically. But again, what I need you to understand is you're growing through this process. And you will be a better person facing yung susunod ninyong interviewer. Alright? So I want you to be encouraged sa episode na ito. I want you to take away as much as you could. And then next week, we're going to go back to answering more job interview questions that you sent in. And I hope magiging mas positive yung take natin dun sa mga yon. Okay? Now again, if you haven't sent your own job interview question yet na hindi pa natin nasasagot sa podcast na ito, you can do that by our visiting our Facebook page. It's www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlyka. So that's Get Hired by TAMLYQA, ha? And you can send your own questions doon sa message function and also see the other updates and mga advice na iniiwan natin doon. And of course, follow this podcast if you want more job interview and career tips. Don't forget to follow this podcast. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you get your podcast. And you can also check out yung mga content natin online, interact with those. Alam nyo, I'm one of the beauty ng pagiging active ng community nito online is that people get to share their stories. And you would see there, even just visiting yung mga YouTube videos natin sa Get Hired playlist on the Team Laika YouTube channel, you would see stories of real life people, ordinary people, all of us sharing our own stories din. Hindi lahat naman successful sa first try. But there are people there, pang limang try, pang sampung try nila, dun sila nakakuha ng trabaho. So don't give up, alright? Don't give up on yourself. I'm not giving up on you anytime soon. Kaya natin to, okay? And again, the goal here is to help you land your dream job. Kaya niyo yan. I'm cheering on you and I'm rooting for you. Kaya niyo yan. Just keep improving, alright? And maybe one day soon, you'll hear that phrase, you're hired, alright? We'll talk to you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.